Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday, getting the week underway here. One thing you will quickly notice, and I know you've probably already been outside, but if you haven't, humidity levels really up there today.
Yeah, it stinks.
It's kind of sticky or so. And coastal fog returns this week. Austin standing by here. He's got all this worked out for you in just a few minutes here. Of course, warmer weather will dominate northwest Florida this spring. Forecasters released their research indicating February, March will bring temperatures well above the normal levels here in along the Gulf Coast in the south in this area. It will feel like summer in the middle of spring. So the weather's on its way, and Austin's going to be all over that in a few minutes. The market stocks ending up today. Despite the latest presidential tariff threats, Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major average is kicking off the new trading week higher as tech stocks rose, while steelmakers like U.S. Steel, Nucor, Alcoa, and other producers popped after President Trump said he would impose additional tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the green, with tech the best performer, while financials and healthcare lagged. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Home Depot, and Visa, which notched an all-time high. The Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 167 points, the Nasdaq higher by 191, S&P 500 up 40. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, in Trump's first term, he imposed 25% tariffs on steel and 10% on aluminum. He also said that he is set to, he's also set to announce reciprocal tariffs on what he said would be for every country on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, and he's not through with this yet.
No.
Hold on. Foundations and universities are ramping up their crypto investment portfolios. This is getting interesting. Ashley Webster has more for us.
With the Trump administration's pro-crypto stance, institutions simply don't want to miss out on a market boom. For instance, the Financial Times reporting that for its $200 million endowment, the University of Austin is raising a $5 million Bitcoin fund, the first of its kind among the country's endowments and foundations. Georgia's Emory University last year became the first college endowment to disclose holdings of Bitcoin ETFs, and the $4.8 billion Rockefeller Foundation is reportedly considering increasing its exposure to cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, speaking of Trump and currency, the U.S. Treasury being ordered by President Trump to stop minting new pennies. Trump wrote in a post Sunday night on his Truth Social site that the country has gone far too long minting pennies, which he says literally cost us more than 2 cents. The U.S. Mint reported a loss of over $85 million in the 2024 fiscal year on the over 3 billion pennies it produced.
It took Trump to pull the trigger on that one. That has been long overdue. I mean,
yeah, that's something that's been talked about for years.
Well, it really has. Mortgage rates returning to above that 7% level today. Homeowners, home sellers, watching the mortgage numbers real closely. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage standing at 7.03%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage around 6.42% this afternoon.
And a court is blocking the Trump administration from sending a group of migrants to Guantanamo Bay. Excuse me. U.S. District Judge Kenneth Gonzalez temporarily stopped three Venezuelan migrants' transfer processes. He said in a filing that ICE was holding them in New Mexico, and they began fighting their detention before Trump was elected president and raised the issue of the Guantanamo transfer over the weekend after the White House began to transfer other Venezuelans depicting similar characteristics. The judge noted that his decision is specific to these three migrants.
Yeah, but you're going to see a lot of these rulings from these judges.
Yeah.
I know Rhode Island had a ruling or so. They're just clearing it out, man. Just this is before you get all emotional about it and before you take a position.
I'm already getting misty-eyed here.
Just step back and just hold on. It's going to play itself out here. But right now it's just up in the air. Really,
right.
Nobody knows exactly how to tread those waters. But when they do decide to tread the waters, you're going to hear about it first on 92.3.
Darn tootin'. Yeah, you sure will.
And that's for sure.
Since it's just about 4:15 here, speaking of things that News Radio 92.3 does best, we got our traffic and weather together for you. This update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. We did have an accident reported there last hour. Speaking of accidents, there's one on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards the Roberts Road area, so be on the lookout for that. That's heading in the direction of Cantonment, but it's just causing minor backups. And we also have some issues on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Outside of that, it appears to be just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees. It's going to be a low of 61 tonight with those chances of rain bleeding in. Tuesday, we got about a 50% chance of showers, high of 74, low of 65.
416 News Radio 92.3. Austin, updating you currently what's going on at this very moment in terms of road closures or things that are hampering the road activity, but
right.
FDOT, just before coming on again, passing along their updates for me about encountering traffic disruptions along 9th Avenue. This is from Creighton Road North to Olive Road, Scenic Highway south of the 10 freeway to Hyde Park Road, Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of 14th Street. Now in Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street. And in Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive continues throughout this week.
Oh, great. Well, but you know what? Road construction projects can be a pain. However, there's always a bright side, and that is in around 12 or 13 minutes, right here on News Radio 92.3, I will be giving away a pair of Pensacon tickets. We've got a couple more of those that we're going to be giving away throughout this week up until about Wednesday. So, yeah, in about 12, 13 minutes, be sure you're right here listening, and I'll have a simple prompt for you to text in on.
Boy, you slid on a transition on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, how about Jeez. That?
Okay, an unidentified man was found with a stab wound early this morning.
Mm-hmm. I heard about this.
Scambie deputies say the call came in about 4 a.m. regarding the incident at Northwood Apartments. If you know where these are located, right near the intersection of 9th and Olive Road. Mm. Deputies say the man was discovered walking along Olive, bleeding from his neck. The victim told deputies he got stabbed at a Super Bowl party but didn't know who stabbed him. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Oh, thank goodness.
Ooh, must have been a good party.
My goodness, what is wrong with people?
Jesus.
And Florida Senator Rick Scott believes Democrats are obstructing the confirmation process for President Trump's team. Scott wrote on X yesterday that only 13 of Trump's nominees have been confirmed, and he says that's because Democrats have delayed the votes. He says this is a double standard because by this time in the Obama administration, twice as many of his nominees had been confirmed.
Okay, 40-year-old Michael Andrew Rodriguez has been convicted of manslaughter in the shooting death of Damon Caldwell. This happened at Sam's Lounge over on Old Corey Field Road in the summer of 23. Rodriguez is currently held without bond as he awaits sentencing on February 20th.
And Florida lawmakers are expected to take up a proposal soon that would help more residents prepare their homes for future storms. Governor Ron DeSantis recently introduced his 25-26 budget request with nearly $600 million set aside for the state's My Safe Florida Home Grant Program. The money would cover the 45,000 people currently on the waiting list as well as 10,000 new applicants, and the program is designed to help eligible residents harden their homes with the goal of bringing down insurance rates.
Okay, kudos going out to Anderson Subaru this afternoon. It was an operation this week. This event happened this weekend. It was called Operation Warm. Hundreds of kids in the Central area went on a free shopping spree Saturday, receiving new winter coats.
Oh, that's cool.
Anderson Subaru, this is why I bring it up to your attention, donated more than 200 coats. United Way of West Florida's tax preparation program was there offering free tax filing assistance, while Legal Services of North Florida also provided information on family law, employment, and public benefits. Yes, it was a warm one, but those coats, don't put them away. I'm telling you, we're still in for another blast before this is all over.
Jeez, I sure hope so.
Always happens with the weather pattern. Yeah, it's going to be warm, but don't put the coats away. Could get another blast before the end of this whole thing. Hey, flights not looking bad. I'm checking out the board here for you over at Pensacola International. Just a couple of flights in question. Up until the Spirit Flight 1759. It's scheduled to land Pensacola 640 from Orlando. It's Flight 1759. It has now been delayed until about 7:10. About a half an hour late on that one. And something about Orlando. There's another flight coming up out of Orlando. Silver Flight 60. Touchdown time scheduled 7:10. It will be delayed until about 7:50. Couple of flights if you have to pick somebody up to be concerned about.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a convicted Florida murderer trying to prevent his execution later this week. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about the three big things happening in Pensacola, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC Basketball, and this weekend's Pensacon.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. A little bit of slow hand. Clapton, Layla, 1970. Bonnie Bramlin was on that track there. And Delaney Bonnie and Friends, if you... some of you rockers out there might remember the band back in the late 60s, early 70s, Bonnie Bramlett, Delaney, Bonnie and Friends. They did some good stuff. Anyway, they were on the back track on that, on the Layla track with Eric Clapton on that side. Hey, Austin, FBI agents are on notice as the Trump administration releases a pretty stiff warning against potential leakers. You know, they're leaking all of the locations for the ICE raids out in Los Angeles.
Right.
They know before the even ICE gets there what's going on. They have got to shut it down. David Spunt at the Justice Department has more for us.
Attorney General Pam Bondi busy dealing with this fallout from the FBI, also promising yesterday right here on Fox News to go after people who leaked to the media that there would be ICE raids.
If you leaked it, we will find out who you are and we will come after you.
Now, she even said obstruction charges could be on the table. The deputy acting attorney general ordered those FBI agents and support staff involved in January 6 investigations to fill out a questionnaire. More than 4,000 agents and support staff filled out the questionnaire. Leaders here at the Justice Department have been going through that list.
425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Let's see. Got a lot of backups picking up on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. There was an accident there earlier this afternoon that's still causing some congestion in that area. Also had one on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Roberts Road, but the congestion there is rather minor. Last major spot's going to be Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. As for the weather, 71 degrees tonight, low of 61 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be rainy, high of 74, low of 65.
426 News Radio 92.3. I think we're getting down to the fact of what your medical problem is half the time around here.
What's that?
Experts are now saying the health effects of rooting for a sports team can be very dangerous.
It can.
Lisa Brady has the details for us.
This is House Call for Health. With Super Bowl 59 in the books, win or lose, have you ever wondered why people care so much about their favorite teams? Well, there's a psychology behind fandoms. Dr. Edward Hurt is a psychological and brain sciences professor at Indiana University. He says that being a fan becomes such a central part of our identity that it's one of the things we feel people should know about us. Being a part of a fandom can help trigger positive feelings, giving people a sense of contributing to a team, so their success is our success. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I think that, you know, I'd have to be blind if I didn't know you were a Steelers fan today.
I'm always wearing Steelers stuff, and when I'm not wearing Steelers stuff, I'm wearing Wake stuff.
I know. So does that apply? Do you buy into that report?
I would say. When it comes to, like, yeah, just wanting to root for a team and feeling like you have a connection to that team. Yeah, I get that.
Because
sure.
You come in like on Mondays after a Wake Forest loss during the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
I remember back when I was in a relationship, I was watching a team and they lost. And I told her, like, I just don't really want to talk right now. I just went cold for the evening.
That's probably the safest thing to do on that side. Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency are investigating FEMA over disaster relief spending. Peter Ducey at the White House this afternoon.
DOGE effort continues, tens of millions of dollars at a time. The latest from Elon Musk says the DOGE team just discovered that FEMA sent $59 million to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal migrants. Sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. That money is meant for American disaster relief and instead is being spent on high-end hotels for illegals. A clawback demand will be made today to recoup those funds.
I wonder how the people feel in North Carolina that are still living in tents.
Yeah.
And in shanties and things like that. And there goes $59 million from the Demos sending it to the luxury hotels in Manhattan to harbor the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, you always hear about the America First, but you rarely see it in action.
Absolutely.
That's a bummer. 428 here. Hopefully I can...
It's nauseating. It really is, just thinking about that.
Yeah, so you know what? Here's my attempt to liven some spirits. I got a pair of tickets here
that
I'm giving away to Pensacon. It's from this Friday to Sunday. That's February 14th through the 16th. If you want to win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is text in to 850-437-1620. Let me know who you would like to meet at Pensacon. It can be anybody, athlete, celebrity, anyone that would be at Pensacon or wouldn't, anyone dead or alive. Just let me know who you'd like to see. First person to do that wins those tickets.
Is Lou Ferrigno coming back this year? Do you know?
I think he was there last year.
Yes, he was.
I don't know if he's there
this year.
And the year before. Yeah, he's made multiple appearances.
Oh, yeah. He's like a regular around here.
Right. So I'm not sure if he's there this year.
Hey, who's that big green guy with you? Oh, they just call him the Hulk.
Yeah. His friends call him Lou.
That's right. You can call him Lou, but most of his friends call him the Hulk.
And we've actually already got a winner. They're saying that they would like to meet an actor from The Terminator. And no, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Michael Bine? Bane? I don't know. I'm sure I know the face, but I don't know the name.
Okay. Here's something you can wrap your hands around. And let me tell you, it's a good product. It's a really, really good product. What am I talking about? Free recyclable paint at the Perdido landfill. When they first launched this, they had like just the one standard white color. Now you can get multiple colors out there. It's free. Scambia officials are distributing it starting Feb 20. Always do it on a Thursday, by the way.
Right.
8 a.m. to 11 a.m. paint can be picked up on the first and third Thursday of each month. If you need some more information, contact Escambia Waste Services, 850-937-2160. So you're thinking about doing maybe painting the fence or something out there. Don't go spend $100 on a gallon.
Yeah.
You can get it absolutely free. And this is good paint over at the Perdido landfill. Take advantage of that the 20th.
I'm Tom Bergotti. A federal judge has extended the temporary pause of the Trump administration's buyout plan for federal workers. Elena Goldstein, a lawyer for the nonprofit Democracy Forward, suing the government on behalf of employee unions, explains the ruling.
He said that his current injunction that he issued last week will continue to be extended until he issues a subsequent decision.
Plaintiffs argue the buyout proposal has not been funded by Congress. President Trump's National Intelligence Director nominee, Tulsi Gabbard, faces a Senate procedural vote today. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
The intelligence community needs to refocus on its core mission, collecting intelligence and providing unbiased analysis of that information.
The Democrats and some Republicans have criticized Gabbard for meeting with former Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Toronto Dominion Bank announcing today it will exit from the more than 10% stake it has in financial services firm Charles Schwab. TD holds 184.7 million shares of Schwab's common stock, worth roughly $15.4 billion based on its last closing price. Canada's second largest bank suspended its medium-term earnings forecast as it works through its anti-money laundering remediation program following a U.S. regulatory probe. McDonald's today reporting disappointing quarterly revenue hampered by weaker-than-expected sales at its U.S. restaurants. Net sales for the quarter came in at $6.39 billion. That's roughly flat when compared with a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, with the Dow gaining 167, the S&P 500 up by 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by nearly 1%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Planet players make planet plays. And now we've seen Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts in two Super Bowl performances outplay the great Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. And last night's Super Bowl MVP performance by Jalen Hurts makes the Philadelphia Eagles signal caller a top five QB in the National Football League, with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson also being on that top five list. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Philadelphia, I guess, pretty commanding in the Super Bowl again on Sunday, dominating the two-time defending champs Chiefs, 40-22. Fox's Tim McMaster has more on the most valuable player.
The Eagles' defense set the tone in Super Bowl 59, intercepting Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes twice and sacking him six times, but the MVP award, as it often does, went to the quarterback.
We're going
to
run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts, going deep, fire off, Devontae Smith! He has got it! Touchdown!
Courtesy Fox, Jalen Hurts' 46-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith was the dagger in the second half. He threw two touchdown passes and ran for another on a classic Eagles tush push at the goal line and totaled 293 yards. Hurts was great in defeat in Super Bowl 57, and now he's a Super Bowl MVP. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Austin, do you remember, and we were just speaking last week leading up to the game there, we had the mayor of Philadelphia on. Remember, she was talking about warning all of her fans to be on their best behavior. Don't go climbing. Well, it didn't work. Arrests were made after unruly Philadelphia Eagles fans celebrated the team's Super Bowl win. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Philadelphia police announcing dozens of arrests and citations after thousands flocked to the streets to mark the Eagles' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Videos shared online show people jumping on vehicles and setting off fireworks with fires spotted in the streets. Police say at least five people were arrested for assaulting officers, two for aggravated assault, and one for reckless endangerment, noting at least 29 others were cited for disorderly conduct, adding four businesses and four sanitation department trucks were vandalized. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, I know one video that went viral was fans tearing down a stoplight and just stomping it and ripping it apart.
Nice.
And it's like, what are you doing? I will say, I am proud of the Eagles team, though. They learned from their mistakes just a couple years after making it to Super Bowl 57. I think the Chiefs were just completely out of their element against that defense, all the sacks that they got without blitzing and so on and so forth. Patrick Mahomes was out of his element, it seemed. And they didn't even need Saquon Barkley. I thought, for one, that Saquon Barkley was going to be the star of the show for Philly. And he wasn't. They didn't need him to be. So it's just a phenomenal effort by the Eagles. Very happy for the team, the fans, meh.
Okay, was Hurts the star, in your opinion, or was it the defensive line?
Yeah, obviously.
Toss up there, isn't it?
Yeah, because the thing is, Jalen Hurts had a good game.
Right.
He was their leading rusher, and he had a touchdown on the ground, two touchdowns through the air. So he had a good game. Only one interception. The thing is, can you grab, when you're a defender, especially because I have a buddy of mine who said, oh, well, I think Josh Sweat or whoever should have won MVP. It's like, we're talking about one defensive player here. You're underhanded when you're held next to the QB. You have got to ball out, and your QB has to play terrible for you to get MVP over him. So the defense was they stole the show, but Jalen Hurts deserved MVP.
Okay, well, Jalen Hurts was the special guest today at Disney World. Of course, they stuck it up there. Hey, where are you going after winning the Super Bowl? I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah.
And he did. He headed the parade.
A man of his word.
He headed the parade over there. So, yeah, he's having a good time down in Orlando. While we're still talking about sports, let me bring it in on a local level, if you don't mind. Friday and Saturday, Macon swept the Ice Flyers and the Bay Center. It just sets up another brutal road week for the good guys as Pensacola travels to Birmingham for a weekend series. That is not a good thing to look forward to. Birmingham's just a darn good team. Real good team. Ice Flyers returning home against Evansville. Three-game series beginning Friday the 21st. Puck will drop at 7:05 over there.
You know who else is a darn good team?
Who's that?
Auburn men's basketball. They were number one in the country. They entered this weekend 21-1 on the season, I believe, and they hosted the Florida Gators. Well, the Florida Gators are pretty good, too, and that's why Auburn took its worst loss of the season this year. They took their worst loss of the season this weekend. Auburn lost at home 90-81. It's the Tigers' first home loss and just their second overall. They remain as the top-ranked team in the AP poll, though. Duke was number two. They lost as well, so I guess the voters thought it canceled out. Florida,
yeah.
Florida, who was already a top-10 team, is now tied with Duke for third place in the rankings. They sit with a record of 20-3 on the year.
Yeah, I was wondering if they had played that game in the O'Connor Center down in Gainesville.
Oof.
The basketball game. But so they played and lost it on home court.
Yeah, Auburn's first home loss.
Not good. Okay, we're still in the sports realm of things. I'm going to throw the dogs. We're going to lump the dogs in there. So who is the top dog? Well, Keanu Lewis has the details on the Westminster Kennel Club in New York City.
Day two of the 149th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, hosted here in New York City. From the moment you step into the venue, you're filled with a sense of excitement and wonder. About 2,500 dogs from all over and 200 breeds have signed up to compete today. And if you're interested in coming, well, there is still time, but you may have to pack the winter gear. At the Westminster Dog Show in New York City, Keanu Lewis, Fox Weather.
Yeah, I was wondering when she started off, when you walked into the arena, you might And I thought, smell something. You might smell dogs in there. 200 different breeds this year.
Yeah.
At Westminster. I always like it. Yes, I do watch it. Me and my three little monsters sit on the end of the bed and watch Westminster.
Well, and those aren't the only notable
dogs.
Oh,
they love the Yorkies on there, by the way.
Those aren't the only notable dogs either, because a Minnesota rescue dog took home top honors at the Puppy Bowl on Sunday. Oh. Foxtrot, a collie from Pet Haven of Minnesota, was named Most Valuable Puppy after a standout performance in the annual Animal Planet event. His efforts helped Team Fluff secure a 68-66 win over Team Ruff with a last-second touchdown. The shelter celebrated Foxtrot's achievement, calling it a proud moment for their rescue.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was tough or rough on what team they were. They were playing.
Yeah, Fluff and Ruff.
Fluff was the blue team, I believe.
I'm not sure. I wasn't watching.
Ruff. Well, Ruff obviously was the red team.
I'm glad that Foxtrot did good.
Okay, President Trump's controversial pick for Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, might be moving closer to confirmation. Ashin Hassani has more from Capitol Hill.
We're watching Senators Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski in specific because those two have previously voted against President Trump's most controversial candidates. But we do expect Gabbard to get the 51 votes that she needs, a simple majority. And that's partly in thanks to Vice President J.D. Vance, as well as Intel Chair Tom Cotton. Fox Digital has learned that Vance was making personal phone calls to senators on the committee that were maybe a little iffy on Gabbard. A big problem that these folks had, especially Democrats, was Gabbard's inability to call Edward Snowden a traitor.
Wow. Edward Snowden is a name I haven't heard since like 2012. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups developing on I-10 if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And still have some issues on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Our worst looking spot right now, though, is Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. We had an accident reported earlier this afternoon that's still causing some backups there. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. There's going to be a slight chance of showers coming in, and then Tuesday going to be rainy, high of 74, low of 65.
Okay, tell me, I might have missed this. Who won the Pensacon tickets?
Christian from Gulf Breeze.
All right. Thanks for listening, Christian. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I always tell them, thanks for listening.
No, I always like that. Of course, Pensacon returning to the Bay Center this weekend. Great weekend in store. Weather's looking good. The temperatures are looking good. You're looking good.
Thanks, man.
You're looking good in all those great outfits. What a time to be in Pensacola. It's going to be another, just another wonderful weekend. Here's something to digest if you're in SRC, Santa Rosa County. Sheriff's Office is alerting residents about a scam involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants or unpaid loans. According to deputies, scammers use the tactic to trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. We've heard various forms of this in one way or the other. This isn't a new thing here. The scams may arrive via mail, email, other digital forms. If you receive a suspicious letter, report it immediately to Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, 850-983-1100.
All righty.
Bad stuff going around.
And an Alabama man pleading guilty to conspiring with others to hack the SEC's X account. According to the Department of Justice, 25-year-old Eric Counsell Jr. was charged with the January 2024 hack, which was used to falsely claim that the SEC approved exchange-traded funds for Bitcoin. The price of Bitcoin spiked more than $1,000 after the false tweet.
447, News Radio 92.3. Just a few minutes ago, you played some Joan Jett.
Yes.
And what I was trying to get my information secured at that point, but I want to tell you, she's going to be at the Jazz and Heritage Festival over in New Orleans this year.
Wow.
That, of course, comes up this spring, April 24th through May 4th. Two weekends, a lot of superstar talent. As an example for you, Joan Jett, Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Casey Mulgraves, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, and hundreds of more. So, Just go on, head over to New Orleans, April 24th through May 4th. You'll be glad you did. It's the Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Sounds like a pretty diverse lineup, too. All righty, 447, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, giving you another reminder of the stocks. Wall Street closing higher to start this week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 167 points to 44,470. S&P 500 rose 40 points to 6066. And the NASDAQ climbed 191 points to 19,714.
Okay, got something new here I want to pass along to you. It's a new kind of feature, TMZ's Breaking News Minute. On News Radio 92.3.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Cara Delevingne and Machine Gun Kelly were spotted hanging out at the Super Bowl, enjoying some casual time together in a suite at the Superdome. Despite their close bond, it does not appear that there's anything romantic going on. MGK is still dealing with the fallout from his relationship with Megan Fox. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance sparked mixed reactions despite featuring his viral diss track Not Like Us and several guest appearances. While some praised Kendrick's bold set list and creative political messages, others slammed the show as boring. Saquon Barkley celebrated his first ever Super Bowl win and his 28th birthday by shotgunning beers after the Eagles' victory over the Chiefs. The star running back who joined Philly this season partied alongside teammates and NFL friends like DeMar Hamlin and DeSean Jackson. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It's not to say you can't be non-binary. It's not to say you can't be transgender. But when it comes to who is running your party, okay, that's ultimately going to be representative of who is running the country. And when you're making the priority their identity, you're telling us straight up that it's not about the best person for the job. It's about the best person for the photo. And that's why they're losing.
Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Listen live or get the podcast now at foxacrossamerica.com.
All righty, we'll take one last quick break here with it being 4:49. When we return, Lyft appears to be joining the robo-taxi game because it's just gone so beautifully so far. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see Pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price were with you today. Thank you for letting us jump in the car and head home with you. We appreciate that. Day's getting longer as spring creeps a lot closer. 27 days now until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives 38 days now, March 20th. Listen, as they say, we're going to be around for the next week or so with some really nice warm weather.
Yeah, so nice think, is up so, for debate.
So don't even think about busting out the heavy coats or anything like that. Box office, pretty big weekend here for Dog Man. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this movie?
I've seen a lot of promotional stuff for it.
Okay, Dog Man continues to be the top dog, no pun intended. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more for us.
Fox on film.
I'm Kevin Uretsky. DreamWorks Animation's Dog Man led the box office for a second straight weekend.
What if we sew the dog's head onto the man's body? Great idea!
The movie made $13.7 million this week, down 62%, though, from its debut last week. A surprise film, number two this week.
For the past 2 years, a masked maniac known as the Hard Eyes Killer has stalked,
hunted,
and brutally slain couples on Valentine's Day.
Spyglass Media's Hard Eyes made $8.5 million, and a disappointment rounds out the top three.
Marvin Gable. I thought a has-been killer like yourself would be scarier.
Who are you?
Universal's Love Hurts, led by Oscar winners Ke-Huy Quan and Ariana DeBose, made just $5.8 million. With Fox on film, Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Worst looking spot this hour has been Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But we do have some congestion developing on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be rainy, high of 74, low of 65.
David Johansson has been diagnosed with stage 4 brain tumor. If you're not familiar with who David Johansson is, went by the stage name of Buster Poindexter. He was originally with the punk band Before Your Day, the New York Dolls, and later reached a mainstream audience with his pop persona, Buster Poindexter. Anyway, very sick, and here's the story on David. Sample there.
I was about to say, is someone supposed to start talking?
No, I did the story. I just wanted to let you know who and that guy was talking about.
Gotcha.
Hot. Everybody, you know.
Yeah. No, I know that song. Okay.
Can relate to that song a little bit. We were talking dogs, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
You and I were just monitoring the Westminster Dog Show on one of our B monitors here, and they're there right now, as a matter of fact, looking at some beautiful Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful dogs. Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, those are the elite dogs at Westminster. 200 different breeds. Great show. But there are, let me ring it back a little bit onto the not so pleasant side. 22 dogs in Florida need homes. They really need homes. CJ Papa explains why.
A heartbreaking decision for the owner of Forever Home Animal Rescue, Janelle Skurlock.
I want to continue to do this, but I mentally right now can't.
Community members and other shelters came to Titusville Sunday adopting 17 dogs.
Does surpass our expectations and did step up.
The facility set to close March 4th, blaming $60,000 in roof repairs, which it says it can't afford, plus several violations from local code enforcement.
I'd like to reach out to somebody that can give us a hand and get this done so that we can save more dogs' lives.
Richard Lang, a shelter volunteer, if you'd like to adopt one of the dogs or help, please reach out to the shelter. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Well, the U.S. government gave $59 million to the illegal immigrants in New York to get them luxurious hotel accommodations. Dig into that. They just need a little, 60-something thousand dollars to help them out.
Yeah, to be fair, the $59 million, wouldn't even feel that. Mentioned this before the break. Lyft appears to be joining the robo-taxi game. The rideshare service announced that it's looking to launch an autonomous vehicle fleet sometime next year. Technology used by Intel-backed Mobileye will power the cars, and Dallas will be the first market to feature them. Back in September, Uber and Waymo revealed its plan to launch a robo-taxi service in Austin and Atlanta sometime this year.
Okay, 458 News Radio 92.3. I wrote about this. If you go up to our website, NewsRadio 92.3, there's a story up there I kind of posted, also did it on our app, and it's about a very serious problem happening with a lot of young people today, gambling. Mm-hmm. There is a serious problem here. American Psychological Association reporting people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs help, here's a number for you, 888-ADMIT-IT, for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
Yeah, you can get addicted to anything, and gambling's no exception. A convicted Florida murderer, I mentioned this earlier this hour, he's trying to prevent his execution later this week. The attorneys for James Ford filed legal proceedings to the U.S. Supreme Court over the weekend as their client is expected to be put to death by lethal injection on Thursday. Ford was found guilty in the murder of a couple at a remote Charlotte County farm in 1997. The state's highest court rejected similar arguments from his attorneys late last week, and if the motion is denied, Ford would be the first inmate executed at the Florida State Prison this year.
You know, earlier in the week, last week I should be saying, we had Scotland Wilson on from the emergency management folks over at Escambia County EOC, and also she is a meteorologist,
right?
A real weather person to say. But she's also working on this great program, Escambia Management, inviting girls entering the 7th, 8th, and 9th grades to apply for Hurricane, and that's spelled with H-E-R, not H-U-R. Hurricane. The four-day camp is going to be June 10th through 13th at the Escambia Emergency Operations Center. Applications are open until March 28th and can be picked up from the Escambia Public Safety Building over on W Street. That's where the EOC is located as well. So, yeah, Scotland was saying a lot of great opportunities for girls to learn and apply some new skills. So they're doing that. And Scotland's heading it up like she was down in South Florida with the hurricanes or at the Bay Center with the hurricanes. Scotland Wilson with emergency operations over at Escambia County.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.